For WKMS News, I'm Matt Markgraf. Multiple state and federal agencies, along with partners in the private sector, are coordinating eclipse response efforts this weekend at the Regional Response Coordination Center at the University of Kentucky Ag Extension Building in Hopkinsville. Ebony Clark and Liz Treader speak with Director Wayne Bird.
We're here to assist and respond to the local governments and communities of the eclipse, to provide any type of state assets, federal assets, or private sector assets that may assist them in providing safety to our visitors to the Commonwealth and citizens of the Commonwealth, and any resources may be needed to make this a safe and enjoyable weekend for everyone.
Okay, and you all are coordinating with the state police and medical personnel. What is everyone's role today?
Well, we have representatives from a lot of different agencies here. We have the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet. We have Kentucky State Police, Department of Public Health, Kentucky Board of Emergency Management Services, Kentucky Fire Commission. We have folks from the Energy and Environmental Cabinet. We have utility companies here. Just a wide array, all state agencies actually, that each have a specific focus that they ask that they provide to the state. So if we had an issue, let's say in road congestion or on the interstates or parkways, Department of Transportation Cabinet along with state police and others would work to handle that. It could be a public health issue, Department of Health, EMS, Kentucky Board of Emergency Management Services would handle those issues. Utility issues or environmental issues would be handled by the Environment and Energy Cabinet.
Okay, and I spotted some unique gadgets in the room, like stuff that you wouldn't see in an everyday office. This huge printer by the wall is...
Well, that's a plotter. We use that to make any type of graphics or overlays or maps. We're using that here. We've integrated a lot of data collection informations that allow us to coordinate and communicate the efforts. We have aircraft flying and helicopters will be flying over the next 3 days to observe the congestions on the interstate. We're downloading photographs here too and video downlink on Monday into the building that will give us real-time information of what's occurring on our roadways and event areas throughout the area.
Okay, and is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, thank you. We look for a safe and a very enjoyable weekend by all of our visitors and guests and citizens.
Once again, how many people are you all expecting to come to the area?
Well, I think the estimates are up to 500,000 people will be visiting Kentucky.